You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start. State-run oil marketing company Indian Oil Corporation Limited on Friday posted a fiscal first-quarter profit jump of 1,568.9% at Rs. 14,735.30 crores from Rs. 882.96 crores during the first quarter of FY23, beating estimates. It posted revenue from operations during the quarter in review at Rs. 2,25,410.49 crores, down 11.7% as against Rs. 2,55,378.21 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year. According to CNBC TV 18 estimates, Indian Oil was expected to post Q1 profit at Rs. 13,492 crores and revenue at Rs. 1.97 lakh crores. Moving on, Coromandel International, an agri-solutions provider, posted its fiscal first-quarter profit at Rs. 494.03 crores, down from Rs. 499.08 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 5,693.39 crores, marginally down from Rs. 5,729.10 crores during the first quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA, however, increased by 4.1% on-year to Rs. 709.2 crores. Coromandel clocked a total income of Rs. 5,737.89 crores during Q1 FY24, while the total expenses during the quarter in review stood at Rs. 5,072.83 crores. Coromandel posted a steady performance in Q1, registering strong volume growth and sustaining its profitability. This was despite the challenging business environment, as delayed monsoon onset impacted crop sowings and agri-inputs applications, said Arun Alagappan, Executive Vice Chairman, Coromandel International Limited. In a separate development, Jindal Aluminium Limited has received the AS9100D Aerospace certification, recognizing the company as a qualified extrusion manufacturer for the aviation, space and defense industry. After completing a two-stage audit process, the accreditation was awarded to its Bangalore facility by NVT Services. The certification process commenced in January 2023 and Jindal Aluminium received the certificate in June 2023, it said in a statement. The aerospace and defense industry strongly emphasizes safety and quality, with standardization and thorough research being crucial factors. In line with this, any company to qualify as an aerospace and defense material supplier in the aerospace segment requires them to meet certain prerequisites. This certification is a testimony to standards accepted worldwide and practices the company has been implementing, marking it as a substantial development, it said. In another development, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Friday said Indian companies can now go in for direct listing on foreign exchanges as well as on the International Financial Services Centre, IFSC Bourse, in Ahmedabad. The nod, which came after 3 years of announcement as part of the COVID relief package, will enable domestic companies to access foreign funds by listing their shares on various exchanges overseas. A proposal regarding this was first floated as part of the liquidity package announced during the pandemic in May 2020. A direct listing of securities by domestic companies will now be permissible in foreign jurisdictions. I'm also pleased to announce that the government has taken a decision to enable direct listing of listed and unlisted companies on the IFSC exchange. So this is a major step forward. This will facilitate access to global capital and better valuation, Sitharaman mentioned. The minister was speaking at an event to launch AMC Repo Clearing and a corporate debt market development fund to help deepen the corporate bond market. Further, she called for a regulatory impact assessment so that regulated entities in particular and the markets in general can better understand the fallout of their decisions. Now, a news related to iPhone. Apple is gearing up for the launch of its new set of iPhones under the iPhone 15 series. While the next-gen iPhones are expected to come with several upgrades, which we've heard in rumors and read in report for a while now, there's a disappointing news for those eyeing the upcoming non-Pro models. Apple is reportedly planning to upgrade the camera on the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus, but it may not be as significant as many had hoped. According to Mac Rumors report, that cites a rumor posted on Chinese social media website Weibo, The iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus will both feature a 48-megapixel main camera, but the sensor size will remain smaller than the Pro models in the series. Last but not least, domestic indices ended the week's last trading session mildly in the red. The NSE Nifty 50 dipped 13.85 points, or 0.07%, to 19,646.05, and BSE Sensex plunged 106.62 points, or 0.16%, to 66,160.20. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty tanked 211.20 points, or 0.46%, to 45,468.10. Nifty Auto fell 0.22%, Nifty Financial Services was down 0.41%, and Nifty IT sank 0.86%. While Nifty FMCG rose 0.88%, Nifty Metals soared 0.90%, and Nifty Realty soared 1.83%. The top gainers are Nifty 50, NTPC, Power Grid, Apollo Hospitals, Adani Ports, and Mahindra & Mahindra, while the losers were Bajaj Finserv, HDFC Bank, BPCL, TCS, and HCL Tech. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.